Dear City Council, just look at you. Yuck. Councilors, once again, your comments have provoked me enough to come out and speak. You are not my voices, council members. I did not vote for you. I tolerate you. You are not my voice as a woman. Good one throwing that in there. This is not a witch hunt. It's a mass of people who have a God-given right as citizens of the United States of America and citizens of the great community of Petersburg to vent, express, and virtually cry out their thoughts and feelings to you. We have a right to our thoughts and feelings. We own them. In fact, right now, it's just about the last thing we have that you can't take from us. I am appalled at your comments that people are misguided, uninformed, functioning on hysteria. It only angers and insults people more. Petersburg is populated by some of the most intelligent and highly educated people I've ever met. Oh, and they're nice, too. What I find very alarming as I listen to your commentaries was that you never once admitted to any fault of your own, never lending any understanding to the thoughts and feelings and concerns that people are having and so dearly trying to express. Have you never made a mistake? I certainly have. In fact, most of us that walk and breathe have, with exception to the Almighty. Once again, you have shifted all the blame to a certain person. Your comments, oh, I'm sure you'll agree, or once you hear, if you knew, you'd understand. What? Is it so hideous that you think we'll all cavitate upon learning the secret reason why you-know-who was fired? Why don't you allow us the freedom to decide that for ourselves, without planting manipulative ideas that may cause people to form an opinion without fully knowing the truth? And by the way, the opinion I formed of you is based solely on the words I've heard come out of your mouths, all of you. I had no idea until you mentioned it that a certain person was involved in the process of getting you canned. One of the many things I learned in my personal life is to take responsibility of my wrongs, my mistakes, to admit to them, to even humble myself a little, is the beginning of healing. It's a good thing. Petersburg is a pretty peaceful community, or was. I don't think the majority that I've observed are drama queens. How about a little of I'm sorry or I understand? Your feelings or concerns, let's talk about it or work through it. I want you all to publicly apologize for upsetting the community so much. Sweep off your side of the street, as a great lady I used to know would say. And finally, we are not idiots, bigots, hate-mongers, or small-minded people. To insinuate people are running around drooling or worshiping the words or wishes of a certain man is just ridiculous. This is a wicked smart man, and from what I can see, he will follow through with whatever he starts, unlike others. You set these hounds on your heels. Now you want sympathy or someone to call it off? Do it yourself. Admit what you have done, that you have upset people immensely. Maybe then you'll see some change. Stop the manipulative blame-shifting, this poor me stuff. You caused this. Own it. And if you think this commentary is mean or inappropriate, then please go look in the mirror. Concern for the city of Petersburg and the great state of Alaska, Sarah Cheney. P.S. I wish we could hear what Harold Bergman would have to say about all this.